Dr. Gary Wolfram, who is a professor of economics and a public policy at Hillsdale College. Dr. Wolfram, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on again.
Thanks for being on. We recently had the nationally syndicated talk show host Peter Schiff on the program, and he made an interesting comment about General Motors, and I want to play that for you. Here is that comment by Peter Schiff.
I think that's going to happen, and I think the GM bankruptcy is going to happen when a lot of the big banks go bankrupt again. I think the day of reckoning is going to come when interest rates go way up, and because they're going to. Right now, the Fed's got interest rates at zero, and this is the only reason that this phony economy is going, because we got the cheap money that's propping it up. But eventually, just like what's happening right now in Greece or Spain, eventually interest rates rise because creditors are worried that you can't pay back the money. I mean, we've borrowed so much money, it's impossible to pay it back.
So, Dr. Wolfram, what he in essence is saying is that he thinks GM's going to go bankrupt again. What's your response to that?
Well, Peter's actually, I think on target long term in that interest rates are going to rise. And I think that we're going to have with the banks, I think the banks are in better shape than people are giving them credit for. I don't think that he was really saying that GM was going to go bankrupt, but rather that the banks could look like GM and go bankrupt. But I think that Peter is overstating things a little bit. I think if we look at the recent Moody's downgrade, for example, what you found was that banks rallied and their bonds rallied. I think what Peter's really saying is that if we're out there, and he's right, that if the government continues to borrow the way it does, if there's no change in that the Federal Reserve continues to mask what the real interest rate is, that it's going to create long-term problems. But I think that we're going to get a change. I think we're going to get a change in behavior. I think that, I think we're going to get a change in the administration, and that's going to get rid of Obamacare, and there's going to be some changes to Dodd-Frank that will reduce some of the uncertainties that are out there. And I think as that happens, we're going to be able to grow our way out of the problem.
What happens now that several major U.S. banks have had their credit downgraded?
Yeah, I think Moody's and those guys, S&P, and they're trying to catch up with the world, but the markets have already spoken. For example, when the banks, when Moody's downgraded the banks, you saw a rally in bank stocks, and you saw a rally in their bonds, which means that people think it more likely that they're going to be able to pay their bonds back. In fact, if you look at the bonds for banks, their bonds have dropped on what it costs for them to borrow money. That costs have dropped. That is, the interest rates on those bonds have fallen. And the same thing happened when they, remember that the S&P downgraded the U.S. Treasury Department bonds. And what happened was you got a rally in Treasury bonds. So I think markets are a little bit more forward-looking than these rating agencies are. I think they're trying to catch up with what happened when they were rating Lehman at a top rating right before Lehman went bankrupt. So I think they're trying to sort of set and say, oh well, we sort of made those mistakes, but now we're catching up and we're going to be, you can pay attention to us.
What would happen if the euro dissolved?
Well, that's an interesting question. It will create a transition problem for sure. Places like Greece, if they went back into drachmas, it would cause a lot of uncertainty in debt right now. Let's say you had a debt that was, you owed somebody money, then, and it was priced in euros. Well, now you're going to pay them back in drachma. And so, again, you've got all sorts of uncertainty out there. The problem is in the transition. How do we get from where you owe me 100 euros and now you're going to pay me back in drachma? What am I actually going to get back in purchasing power? And that's one of the reasons that it's difficult for people to want to buy Greek debt, or now there's concern about Spanish debt, Italian debt. If the idea is that the euro starts to break up, then there's going to be this transition about how do we make it so that these bonds that you're holding or these loans that you've got, how are those things going to be paid back? And that'll create more uncertainty. And I don't think it would be a terrible disaster, but it would be a recession for sure in Europe.
We're talking with Dr. Gary Wolfram, who is a professor of economics and public policy at Hillsdale College. Earlier this morning, we had Pat Heller on the program, and he told us that more and more companies are using the U.S. dollar less and less to trade and buy goods and services. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, there's always the talk about people are going to start using some other currency. But as I see it, it's sort of like the story of the guy that, the two guys that are in a tent, and there's a grizzly bear, you know, pawing at the tent. And the one guy starts to put his running shoes on, and the other guy says, well, you know, what are you doing that for? You can't outrun a grizzly bear. And the other guy says, I don't have to outrun a grizzly bear. I just have to outrun you. And so, you know, what else are you going to price it in? You know, euros, you're going to price it in, you know, yuan. You know, it's difficult to think, yeah, there's a problem in that we're going to be creating dollars to pay back this enormous debt that we're building up from the U.S. government. But on the other hand, it's hard to think of another currency that there's enough of it out there and is better in terms of holding value than the U.S. dollar.
When you talk about that debt, the plans that we've seen from President Obama and to other Republican politicians is a 5 to 10 year period to pay down our debt, and some have even been longer than that. Is that enough time?
Yeah, you know, I don't think the Obama administration is going to be able to pay down any debt. But B, I do think that if we get a different administration in, that once you're making progress, I think that's the big key. Remember that when Clinton was president and the Republicans controlled the House, we in fact were paying down the debt. In fact, a friend of mine was on the Federal Reserve Board at the time and was trying to, he had some of his staff figuring out how the Federal Reserve was going to handle monetary policy if there was no publicly held debt out there, no U.S. treasuries out there for the Federal Reserve to buy. So if we start to make progress, I think that will begin to create some certainties in the market.
All right. You support Mitt Romney for president. Is there anything that President Obama has done well to help the economy?
Well, that's a good, you know, I think the problem that I see on the Obama administration has been the uncertainties that's been created. I mean, uncertainty is really tough for markets to deal with. And this uncertainty about how much it's going to cost you to hire somebody because you don't know what their healthcare costs are going to be. You don't know, because of the Dodd-Frank, you don't know what it's going to cost you to borrow money. You've got the EPA out there regulating carbon, creating increased costs in utilities. You don't know what's happening with the tax law. You don't know what your tax liability is going to be because, you know, are they going to raise the taxes on the S corporations and limited liability corporations and partnerships? I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen. And, I think trade policy, he's been pretty good on trade policy.
And finally, now that we have an election that is less than 5 months away, where's the economy headed during this time period? Because obviously things will change should we get a new president.
I think the economy's headed sideways. I think there's still this uncertainty in Europe. I think there's going to be still uncertainty right now. You've got banks sitting on $1.5 trillion in excess reserves right now. You've got trillions of dollars being held by companies as they're waiting to see what happens. So I think the economy's pretty well going to stay sideways. I think we're going to go, you know, growth, maybe 2% GDP, real growth in GDP over the next quarter, and I think by November we'll still have 8% unemployment.
All right, Gary Wolfram is the president of economics and public policy at Hillsdale College. Dr. Wolfram, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for calling. Keep up the good work.